Welcome everyone to this new episode of the podcast of the Cataclysma Improvisation Festival. Our guest for this episode will be Rick Jensen, curator of the Skronk Festival held in London. First, we are going to listen to some music, and then we are going to hear from Rick Jensen's own voice what is the vision behind Skronk, as well as the relationship the festival has with one of the most lively and exciting cities on the planet.
Brace! Brace!
Thank you. Yeah, no, that's a good question, actually, and it's something I have thought about. When I first moved to London from New Zealand, you know, and I was coming to a place where, you know, people who were my improv heroes lived and started out in the 60s and that when the scene first began. So I didn't really know how I would be accepted as a starter. And then I met people like John Russell and Alan Wilkinson and various guys like that, and I'd been listening to their music for years. And they were really nice, really open-minded. They gave me gigs without even really knowing what I was doing. so the kind of the older school guys who've been going since the 60s, 70s and 80s, there was no snobbery, there was no elitism. They were actually very open to new people joining in and very supportive of them. And that stuck with me as well. And I always wanted that to be part of Skronk. You know, and by the time I started Skronk, I had kind of established myself. And, you know, by no means as well known as John Russell, but, you know, I've been around. And so I guess that traditional improv that exists within the UK does fall into the kind of Mofo-Moso, Evan Parker, spontaneous music ensemble type of music, which I love, but there are a lot of people who find that stuff hard to get into. So I wanted Skronk to embrace that, as well as the kind of, for me, what my passion is the more sort of on the American free jazz style of stuff. But I also love all the groups like AMM and Spontaneous Music Ensemble who do quieter, more intricate, more explorative things, as well as the really jazzy side of improv. So I wanted both of those things to come in. And so I've had, you know, those welcome guys come and play as feature artists at Skronk. John Russell has, Alan Wilkinson has. You know, various other people who are very well known around the world in improv. But I've also embraced brand new people who've never even stepped on stage before. And Skronk kind of started that way without me planning it to, and it just continued where it was both a place for a very experienced improvisers who were committed to improvisation, as well as people who might have played rock music and never improvised, but they can come and have a go. They can try it out. Or someone who started a brand new project that's never played, I'll give them that first chance to get that on stage where they can do it. And alongside that, also had, you know, I thought it would be more of a instrument player kind of improv night, but very quickly lots of people were coming with analog synths, electronic stuff and all that, which is stuff I do as well, but I tended to keep those things separate. And so I thought, okay, great, let's make it really open for music. I'm not going to stop anyone. If someone's a dancer, they can come and dance. If they want to do poetry, they can do that. And I just kept it wide open. And then that led to me starting the Skronktronic Nights, which is an electronic-based experimental night. And then I did Skronk Dance, which is the contemporary dance movement night. I'd always loved contemporary dance and performance art. But, you know, I hadn't really done a lot of that myself, so I met dancers, I brought them in, and that's become a really special event. So it started embracing everything, really, and making it very clear that at Skronk, whatever night you're part of, you know, we aren't snobs about it, and we're going to try stuff. It's not going to work. Sometimes you're going to do an improv and it's not that great. It doesn't matter. Try again, do another one, so on and so forth. So it's found quite a nice balance between the kind of the old school improv scene in the UK where it all started for this, you know, as well as people who've literally never performed before. And I get a lot of satisfaction out of putting those two people on stage together sometimes. And it's terrifying for some of the new performers, but at the end of it, they get an experience that helps them, you know, do more and more and more. So, yeah.
He gives me time off that need be. Fleet your pie, the golden tip is right. So I can see what's ahead of me. I want to show every turn and twist. Like an acrobat in a mountain. Flee, jump high, look up until the hills arise, so I can see what's ahead of me.
Something in between. So, you know, there are the regular people who come to Spunk, and if they can, they'll come to every single event I put on. Or they might not be into the electronic stuff and they'll come to the improv, or they might only like the electronic stuff. So there's a bit of that. There's some people who've come, you know, they come once in a while. But, you know, I've got a really regular crew of people who join in as musicians as well as come as audience members. And sometimes people come for 6 months, I'll see them at every event and then they never see them again. But that's kind of the nature of London. It's people passing through. They come here for a little while, do some stuff and go. And then what's one of the great things about New River Studios, besides the fact that they've supported me to do it and let me do pretty much anything I want, is it's a place where a lot of musicians, a lot of artists, a lot of people just come to see what's going on. So a lot of people have walked into Skronk having no idea what it is, and they'll sit down and join in, and then suddenly they become a regular. Some people walk in, and then after 30 seconds, they walk out the door and I never see them again, you know. So, yeah, it's a real mix, and it's really good. I really encourage new people to come. So when someone says, oh, I've got a friend who'd like to join in, they're a bit shy, I'll say, bring them along. I'll have a talk to them. I'll encourage them and try and see if they can get on stage. If not, next time I'll get them on stage. And so that kind of a thing. So, you know, the regulars who come are super important to me, and they've made it have a real community feel that I didn't anticipate happening. But I also always want fresh new people coming in and getting involved in it. And some of them are people who are discovering improvisation or discovering experimental music for the first time. So, you know, it's quite privileged for me to be able to provide that for some people. And those are the people who might not walk into a jazz club to see an improv night, but they will walk into New River Studios and see what's going on. I know what you mean. And it is unique. It does have its own sound and feel to it. I know that I encourage a certain environment because I like it to be fun. You know, you can make really serious music but still have a lot of fun while you're doing it. And, you know, we can have a laugh. We don't have to be, you know, too earnest and overthinking things. We can kind of go, this is a place to explore ideas, it's a place to try new things and have some freedom to do that. And if you have too much of a focused way of doing it, then you exclude certain ideas that may come in. And I don't exclude ideas. And so there's that. And I guess, I don't know, there are a lot of people that have kind of joined in on Skronk as regulars. Those, particularly those people who aren't very experienced with improvisation. And then they kind of take on a lot of my ideas because I am leading it. So things do start having my personal imprint on them, even if I don't intend that to happen. But then I also get people who come in and they know what they're doing. They've got their sound and they bring that. And I have no influence on what they're doing once they're on stage. But it all seems to gel together in a very particular way. And I mean, you know this from Ooh Festival, where, you know, I know Ellie very well. We've worked together on gigs many times. And there is a lot of similarities between the Ooh Festival events and Skronk, but they are very unique at the same time. So quite why that happens, I couldn't really tell you, but I have to put it a lot down to me or down to Ellie or whoever's running whatever night, they put their imprint on it. And, you know, going back to Mopo Moso with John Russell, there's no doubt that it's John Russell's night. And, you know, he is choosing the artists who perform, and he's not a snob about it. He's not going, you must fit into this category, but he does choose particular things which fit in with his night. So Mopo Moso has its own unique sound. So I guess that's it. But beyond that, I don't really have a way of explaining that. But also, I guess the environment, you know, the room, the sound in there, the amps and PA, the, you know, some nights, like Skronk's fun. We like to have some drinks. You know, sometimes they get a bit loose. Other improv nights are very polite and people sit back. I'm not afraid of noise or volume, but sometimes I also want quiet stuff. So all of those factors makes it a unique thing that, yeah, I couldn't have planned it if I wanted to. It just happened very organically. Yeah. I guess going back to your question before, is Skronk, the way it's come out is a lot to do with New River Studios, where it is an open, comfortable place. It's non-judgmental. You can be who you are. It accepts everybody. If you're gay, straight, black, white, trans, disabled, whatever, it's a place that you can go and you should feel comfortable there. The managers and staff there I've become really good friends with them over the years, and I've joined bands with people who work there. They have rehearsal rooms, they have artists who work in there regularly, and they have their studios in there. So it's a real hub of stuff happening, as well as just a nice place to have a beer and a pizza or a coffee or whatever. So, you know, for me personally, as well as the music, it's become a really important part of my life. I live literally 30 seconds walk from New River Studios now. So it's pretty much my home as well, which is particularly disappointing that it's closed, because, as a musician, a lot of my social experiences are through playing music and going to gigs and playing gigs. And so without something like that open, I miss that from my life, where it's a place I can meet a random person or bump into a friend very easily and socialize, talk about any old shit, whether it's music or not.
If you are curious and you want to know more about Skronk Festival and New River Studios dates and releases, visit the website newriverstudios.com. If you want to support Cataclysma, you can donate on the Cataclysma Bandcamp profile, or you can visit the website cataclysmafestival.bigcartel.com, where you can buy t-shirts and other stuff. If you want to listen again to the music our guests recorded for the festival, you can find it on cataclysmaimprovisationfestival.bandcamp.com. For every detail, visit our website crisisensemble.com.